Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, November 20th through Thursday, November 26th, 2020. November 20th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, nothing remains hidden from me. Sooner or later, all evil is exposed by the light of truth. Ill-gotten gain will convict souls at their judgment. Those in high places who influence thousands of souls have much to answer for. These of great influence carry the weight of the scale of honesty versus dishonesty in every present moment. Some of great influence cause others to slip to their perdition by their dictates. Pay attention, children, as to whom you pay allegiance. The power of any official of government is always subject to my judgment, just like anyone else. In the end, it does not matter how much power, authority, or wealth you had in the world. What is in your favor is how you used any of your attributes to serve me and your fellow man. Do not feel you are safe under the cover of darkness. I am all-knowing and omnipotent. You have no victory in evil, only defeat. A note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 11. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 21st, 2020, the Feast of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, let your prayers be filled with hope. Hope is faith in what you do not see. In the face of the election your nation just experienced, have hope that the fraud which turned the tide will be revealed and truth will be victorious. Hope, to be genuine, must be based upon trust. Trust is the foundation of positive thinking, which strengthens your prayers. Once again, I must caution you, stay away from mass media, which presents a tainted picture of the reality which is going on. This same source of news puts the full weight of its influence behind the candidate most controlled by outsiders. Once worthy of your trust, the mass media has become a tool of evil. Be careful of unity in the wrong things, such as the One World Order. Be united in prayer, faith, and holy love, which all has my approval. Dear children, do not be impressed by any propaganda presented to you as truth. Trust in my plan and where I am leading. It is a path away from mainstream society. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. Another note is given to read Psalm 4, 2 through 3. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for Himself. The Lord hears when I call to Him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 22nd, 2020, the Feast of Christ the King. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, discover the truth and cling to it tenaciously. Do not be talked out of the truth by anyone, even one of high station in the world. Remember always, it is not the position of wealth which I look at. I look only at what is in the heart. This is the hour of great confusion in the world, the time when people who used to be trustworthy have now abandoned the truth. Therefore, look very carefully at who is a leader, for title does not make a person honest. Only what the person carries in his heart determines his honesty and faithfulness to the truth. Have grateful hearts for the freedoms you have been given. At the same time, take nothing for granted. Your freedoms can easily slip away from you through dishonest politics which have taken charge of this election. Do not cease to be patriotic. Revere your country's history. Your strength is in the truth. Pray to always see the truth. Search it out and do not be tricked by the media, which is an unworthy source of information. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 23rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, anything which smacks of dishonesty, betrayal of truth, or a hypocrisy is from Satan and should be avoided. There are those who dedicate their lives to such pursuits. They are not living in grace or on the path to salvation. The ways in which time is used is what each soul will be judged upon. Each soul is given the grace to persevere in honesty in time. You must make time your friend and use it towards your own salvation. There are times it takes much effort to use the time I give you as a means of righteousness. I, as your Creator, desire to share each moment of time with you. I desire to uncover Satan's ploys in your lives. The evil one has an individual plan of seduction to lure each soul away from holy love and into disordered self-love. I have a plan as well, a plan to lead each soul into heaven with me. Each soul needs to follow the urging of his angel guardian in order to stay on the path I have chosen for him. There are ways that time is a gateway to lead souls into sin. Entertainment, modes of dress, the sins of the tongue are to name a few. The misuse of time is careless in any effort to please me. Return to me, each one of you. My arms are open to receive you, to forgive you. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 4 through 10. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 24th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, if you live in the truth, you will not be able to bear grudges. The truth of obedience to my commandments forbids that you hold in your hearts any anger towards one another. This is a pouting spirit which defies holy love. I tell you in all truth, purgatory holds many souls who did not forgive in their earthly trials. My commandments forbid anything that transgresses the laws of love. Love me above all else, and your neighbor as yourself. Search your hearts and be certain you hold no unforgiveness therein. Remember, your earthly existence is a proving ground for your right to be in heaven with me. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 24th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, there is a great difference between ambition and selfish ambition. A soul can be ambitious to help others, pray for others, assist them in any need. That is commendable. Selfish ambition, however, is the need to advance the soul's own needs, whether it be vanity, wealth, popularity, or importance in the world. Such a soul is ambitious to please himself, not others, and least of all, me." November 25th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Evil is riding the coattails of the COVID virus. You certainly must know that evil politics are at work in this country. The virus is scaring people from attending religious services. Because of the virus, government has overstepped its rights and role in dictating the size of gatherings. It is even presumed to dictate how many could gather for Thanksgiving dinner. Social distancing, while prudent, has been the cause of disunity, the ruin of businesses, causing a weakening of the economy. Through all of this, I am calling for unity in prayer. No one can place limitations on the spirituality in your heart. Be aggressive against evil through prayer from your heart. Do not distance yourself from me. I am omnipresent. I am your hope in the face of renegade politics. I am your strength when you unite in me. I am your peace when you believe in me." A note is given to read Psalm 5:4-12. "For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not sojourn with you. The boastful may not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors bloodthirsty and deceitful men. But I, through the abundance of your merciful love, will enter your house. I will worship toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. For there is no truth in their mouth. Their heart is destruction. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of their many transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 26th, 2020, Thanksgiving Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I am very thankful for all those who love me and esteem my commandments. I am thankful for the conservative citizens of this country, the ones who want to please me in thought, word, and deed. I am thankful for those who do not embrace selfish ambition, which leads them away from the truth. Much of this country's and the world's difficulties stem from the misuse of the gifts I have given them. This election in your country was a prime example. Technology, which I inspired, was convoluted in its use to elect a person that the majority of the people did not choose. It is much the same with the mass media, which uses its influence to mislead millions and to disregard the truth. The influence they have is a gift from me, which they have abused. I must tell you, I allow the world to continue for the sake of the honest, simple people who cannot even imagine the sinfulness in the world I see. I am so thankful for these little, unassuming souls who pray with much faith and love in their hearts. These are the conservative ones who embrace the truth and are not misled by the evil all around them. They allow me to be their strength and their portion. They trust in me. I am always on the side of truth. Therefore, as the truth tries to unscramble the election results, I am there with those who search out the truth. Be thankful for that. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 17. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.